When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
Hey, it's me, Jersey, and it's time for your Thunder Punch Daily, the show I record not so daily, sharing a few thoughts from the mind of a cartoonist. And, man, it seems like forever since I've done this show. You want to know why? Because I recorded a whole bunch of Thunder Punch Dailies well before I went to Upfair and just queued them up to update while I was out of town. So while it's only been a few days, as far as you guys are concerned, since I've done an episode, for me, it's been, I think, over a week. So hope I'm not too rusty as I get back in the seat. And as a result of taking so much time away from the show, I've had a lot of things to think about, especially in after doing the Upfair. And, you know, we're going to do a full Upfair report next week on Art and Story. We just needed to wait for Sarah Turner to get back from a trip, and we had to wait for Kevin Cross to be available for a full recording with all the hosts. But anyway, where was I going with this? You know what? Here's my first observation. I'm still a little burnt out after the whole experience. I mean, in a good way. I mean, it was a great show. It was a good time with a lot of great people. But just being on for that long, because the lead up to the show itself, and then having Kim home in town for a few days after the show meant that I was in social mode for like a full week. And don't mistake what I'm saying. This isn't a complaint by any means. It's just that it fries you after a while to be on for that long, which may sound somewhat of a surprise to listeners, considering that I do so many shows and everything. Right? You think I'm on all the time, every day, but it's a different thing when you're in a social environment, as you guys I'm sure are familiar with. So what have I been thinking about over this last week? Well, you know what? The experience of putting on two conventions this year, along with all the other things that I've been up to, it made me realize I'm spread way thin, and I need to pull in and reprioritize once again, as I said last year, as I said the year before. But this time I think it came to a real point when I got really sick right before the Upfair. I know I mentioned on some Thunder Punch Dailies that I was fighting a cold when I was doing those recordings. Well, right after I finished those recordings, like a day or two later, I got really sick. I mean, the cold just escalated into a full-on sinus infection, and all I could do was lay in bed and shiver and sweat for a couple days. And it was pretty bad. It's the sickest I've been in a long time. And it reminded me of the time when I was working on the PPV miniseries back in 2002, and I was running, 4 hours of sleep a night for 3 months straight, working a full-time job, plus freelancing, plus working on a comic. And I made myself really sick doing that. And, you know, it's funny, I guess maybe it's fortuitous, maybe it's just, just a simple coincidence, but I also, over the last couple weeks, I was reading a book by the guys from the 37 Signals software company, the guys who do Basecamp and HiRise, and I don't know if you guys ever heard of them, but they do project management software. And they released a book called Rework, which came highly recommended by some friends. So I checked it out and I was reading it. And in there, they talked about something that I think I fell victim to, is there's this glamour around being the workaholic. There's a certain kind of prestige we like to cape ourselves in, or cloak ourselves in, for working crazy long hours on things. And another thing they say in that book is talking about getting an adequate amount of rest. And also another point they make in the book is working on things that you're absolutely hardcore passionate about. Now, in that last case, I think I've been spreading myself thin on a lot of things I'm really passionate about. But I think it's time to rein it in once again and reprioritize, reevaluate all the things that I'm working on, and start to leave room for things that I get immediate personal satisfaction from. And why am I sharing this? One, I want to make it clear, I'm not going to pare back on any of the audio stuff I'm doing, the art and story stuff, or the comics are great stuff. I might even be doing more comics are great stuff, actually. I enjoy doing that stuff a lot, and it doesn't take that much of my time. I haven't gone through and prioritized my list yet of what needs to stay and what needs to go in my life. But the reason I'm sharing this is just, I think this is something that a lot of us go through. This is something a lot of us struggle with. And I'm just, to sort of paraphrase something Roger Langridge said in the forums about something else, about a completely different topic, he said sometimes it's just interesting to listen to people kvetch about this kind of stuff. Just chew on it a little bit. But also, I think there is a takeaway. I do think that there is something that is a warning sign in the road to all of us cartoonists that I keep falling victim to, and I've been falling victim to probably since 2003, since I really started to become somewhat social in the internet world. And another thing is a little caveat or disclaimer I'm going to throw in here is that this may fly in the face of some things Kevin has said in the past. I mean, we just did an art and story a while back where we were kind of highlighting how Kevin just dives into new projects all the time, and sink or swim, he just dives in with this kind of reckless abandon. And I myself have said in the past that that's the only way to start a project is with a sense of kind of a cavalier kind of sense about it. Like, well, who cares? Let's just dive in and make something happen. And that is a good thing. However, the warning that I would throw out of based on my own experiences is, gosh, once you get involved, once you start feeling like a little bit of a momentum and an energy and a confidence about what you're doing, everything becomes exciting to do. Everything. And you can easily find yourself in the situation where you're spread so thin and you have such an unrealistic expectation of how much time things are going to take. This is also covered in that rework book, by the way, which I think I'm going to link to in the show notes for this one, because it turned out to be a pretty interesting book. That you just suddenly you find yourself committed to 12 different things, and you know what happens next is you wind up disappointing a lot of people. That's not good. That doesn't do anything for your morale. And what's more is you find yourself in a situation where even though you're doing a lot of cool stuff, you don't feel like there's any time for your own mind anymore. There's no time for you to focus and have this place that exists as it could and should be in your mind, like your own project or your own thing that is that you can invest 100% of your personality into. So anyway, I'm thinking about that a lot. Reprioritizing. And I think as I go through this reprioritization, I'm going to try to document it as best I can on Thunder Punch Daily for the sake of sharing this experience, just kvetching and at least letting the listeners, you guys, know that you're not alone on this, that this is something you struggled with. And perhaps, just maybe, one of my experiences will be of some use to somebody somewhere. If nothing else, it may just be interesting listening to watch a guy sweat a whole bunch of things that he wants to do but doesn't have the time to do. And the happy ending that I'm going to shoot for here is having at least one thing in my life again that is a drawing thing and is mine. You know, today, just today, I stole 20 minutes to draw a sketch of Hordak from the He-Man and the Masters of the Universe cartoon, or rather She-Ra, actually, to be precise. And I posted it on the Comics Are Great site. And you know what? That was the first thing I drew for myself in a week. And it felt really good. It felt really cathartic to draw something for myself. And it made me realize I need to be doing more of that again. I'm still drawing. I'm just doing a lot of freelance stuff, and that's all I have time for right now between the teaching, the freelance, and now getting ready for Kids Read Comics. So, I'm guessing this is just something. Perhaps the big headline here, for at least at the time of this recording, and as best as I can come up with, is that reprioritization is something you have to go through on a yearly basis, it seems. It certainly seems, if not, then I'm just a fool who keeps making the same mistakes. However, I am reminded of another thing that comes out of that book called Rework, where they make the case that it's not a good idea to plan your life out 5 years because according to their philosophy. Now, remember, I'm not saying I necessarily agree with them. I'm just saying this is the philosophy they put forth, and it's interesting food for thought. Is they say that you can't plan that far in advance. Anything can happen any day of the week. A calamity could happen in your life. A crazy hospital bill. You get into a car accident. Your house burns down. Or the entire industry that you are participating in goes through a complete upheaval. You can't plan 5 years in advance. You can guess, but even a guess is only good for a limited amount of time. I think the language they use in the book is like guesses have a very short shelf life. So they submit that you should only guess a couple months in advance of your life. So a couple months down the road, this is what I hope to be doing. And they highlight that as a positive because it gives you the strength, or rather the flexibility and the limberness to be able to change direction very, very quickly if you're only planning a couple months in advance at a time. Now, I'm not going to say that I necessarily think this is great advice, but it is something I'm thinking about a lot, given that I keep making these year-long plans and it keeps getting revised 3 months later. You know, a year ago this time, Mark and I were going to do a book called Your Comic from the Ground Up. A year ago this time, I was going to begin the process of building Art and Story Supreme with the notion of launching it around this time in 2010. You know, not early 2010. So things kept moving around, and I don't know what the answer is here. All I know is that I'm feeling a restlessness and a real strong desire to get back to some personal projects. And I know, based on the past 3 years of my life, that the only way that can happen is if I realign and reprioritize a bunch of things and trim off just a little bit of stuff in order to get those extra couple hours a week. And I don't know what that's going to be yet, but as I make that decision, or as I go through that decision-making process, I'll be happy to bring it to the show and intellectually justify my choices in public, such as it is, being the subscription service, for you guys to listen to and see how it matches up to your own decision-making process. How about that? Okay. If I hope this one wasn't too much of what's the word for it? A grim one. I know my tone is a little lower tonight because I'm recording late at night for one, and Anne is in bed sick. She caught what I had last week, but also because I'm just so tired. And with any luck, I'll get some time to record some more this weekend. And maybe with the sun being up and with the promise of a bright new day, I'll be a little bit more in a bombastic and chipper mode. And I know I also have to report on some of the advertising stuff that was going on while I was at Upfair. There's some interesting things to report on, and maybe that'll be the next Thunder Punch Daily. Some really, really both interesting and some disappointing data that I got based on my experiences, and I'm looking forward to jumping into the next round of experimentation. So look forward to that soon. In any case, I will be back soon with another Thunder Punch Daily. Oh, wait. Before I say that, I have to say thank you very much for supporting us in this project. We could not do this without you. So, once again, you know, thanks for staying subscribed, everybody. And more exciting stuff coming down the pipe for those of you who stick around. And you have my deepest and undying gratitude for being so supportive of us in this little audio experiment we call Art and Story Supreme. So, that said, I will be back soon with another Thunder Punch Daily. And until then, remember, everybody.
There are times when everybody dreams of becoming very rich or powerful. But what they don't think about are the problems and responsibilities that go with it. In today's story, He-Man was tested, and he proved his worth when he was able to resist the temptation to use his great power for any selfish gain. He knew that it's just as important to know when not to use force as it is to know when to use it.